Okay, today is Daf Ayin Aleph. We're on Ayin Aleph, and today's shiur is sponsored by the Silver family from Baltimore. Lila Nishmas, Zalman Pinchas Ben Simcha, and for Fu Shlema for Shimon Tzvi Ben Peril. Okay, here we go. Nadra, a woman makes a neder, vihi arusa, and she's in arusa, right? Vinis garsha bo bayom, she gets divorced that day. Nis arsa bo bayom, and then she gets remarried that day. How do you get remarried without waiting 3 months? I don't know.
Remarried or engaged?
It doesn't make a difference.
What?
There's no such thing as engaged in the Torah, right? We call it engaged. She's fully married. Just no, they don't live
as an
Oris. They just don't live together. So you really, even the 3 months, I think it's even on Eris, and you have to wait.
Yeah.
As a Gzeira, it's a Gzeira. If you weren't together, there's no chance of being pregnant.
Yeah,
it doesn't make a difference. How it happened, I don't know. It happened. It doesn't mean the marriage is not a good marriage. So even 100 times, I feel a hundred times. Aviha, the father, who baila ha'acharon mefir nidareha. The husband, the father, and the last husband. Whenever the dust settles, whenever she says, okay, I'm done, this guy's going to keep me. Right? Whenever that happens, they can be made for the nether. Now, we learned that two things we learned. Number one, if a husband dies, his rights don't go to the father. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They do. If a husband dies, the rights do go to the father.
Right.
Here we're saying...
If she's an Aris.
Right. If the husband divorces her, the rights go to the second husband. As long as it's the same day. Has to be the same day, otherwise it's a moot point.
Right. You only have to, 24 hours.
24 hours.
24 hours or 1 hour? 24 hours. 24.
So that's a little bit of a difference now.
Yeah.
Right? That's the rule number one. Rule number two... What was rule number two? What was point number two that you see here? We had a discussion, we didn't really answer it, whether or not a husband can be made for Nadarim on Kodman. On Nadarim that she made last month. Here you see, she can. The husband can. Because what happened was, she's engaged, she made a neder. The husband says, what? You made a neder? I'm divorcing you. Right? Now, husband 30, on the same day, is going to be made for that neder. Isn't that kodman for him?
Sure.
Right? So we're good, that's what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said he can do it. Right? So the 2 points, keep bear in mind. Okay, where are we up to? Back in the Mishnah. Zakal, here's the rule. Kal shalom yatza l'rishos atma sha'achas. As long as Chizan is in her own rishos. What does it mean, her own rishos? It means her own age. Sha'achas. Even for 1 minute, Avia Ubaila Ha'acharon Mefir Nidareha. The father and the last husband, whoever that is, can be made for her Nidarim. Says the Ran, it's the last Ran on the Mishnah. What does it mean, Sha'achas? Sha'achas means two things. I said it means Mzman. It means two things. It means, number one, Shalom Bogra. She's not old enough. And also, Vishlo Nasa. She doesn't get married. She didn't have the Siwin. Right? The Bogra. Because if she does get old enough, oh, Nasas, or she does have Nisuin, right, either of those things happen, Yatza Mirishos Av, she leaves the father's Rishos, the Aris Luchudei, and the Aris by himself, Lo Matzi Mefer, he can't do it. As we said yesterday, and the day before yesterday, right? The Bagra, yeah. Remember we said that? Okay. Good? Okay. Now, Minalon, how do you know the Arus Acharon, that the last Arus, Mefer Nidarim, he can be Mefer Nidarim, Sheniru La'Arus Rishon. That really applied to the first Arus. Right? What happened? She made a neder. The guy says, you know, they're engaged. What? You're a woman who makes Nidarim? That's not what it said on your resume. I'm divorcing you. Right? So what happened? Now this is not husband number two. How do you know that he can be made for the Nadarim that were made when he wasn't even... It's really Kodman. Right? Look at the Ran. The Ran says... First Ran. Since she got divorced today, Vinis Arsa Bobayom, and she also got married today, it all happened in one day. Al Karchach Bishama Askinan. It's obvious that everybody heard about every neder that day. Obviously. Why? D lo Bobayom Lamali. If not, why did they have to be married on the same day? Why can't it be that she found out about it a month later? Why does it be Bobayom? Obviously, because they all heard about it today. Unihi. The ikalut chuye, you can push off this whole case. Dilma masnitsa.
Doesn't he have 24 hours after he hears about it?
Yes, so why does it be Bobayom? It should tell you when he heard about it.
Right.
The answer is because the case is it all happened on the same day. That's all. D lo Bobayom Lomali.
Why can't he make for it tomorrow morning? If he's got 24 hours.
He could. But the Mishnah wants to think of a case where everything happens in the same day. You heard about it, they got married, divorced, ever heard about it, all happens together. Dilma Masnitsin Bishama Av, right? Maybe the father heard about it. That's why it says today, Aval Shama Arus, but if the Arus heard about it, La'olam Eimalach, the Arus Achron Lomati Mefer, maybe he can't be Mefer anymore. Why? Heard about it a week later. What do you hear a week later? That before they were engaged, he made a neder, right? Afilu hachi Shmuel kibla mirabo. But you're right, by the way. You're right. Once he hears about it,
then he has.
The reason it's not code, the Gemara is going to say soon that the second husband or the 100th husband stays in the shoes of husband number one. Since husband number one, it wasn't Codeman. Husband 100 is also not Codeman. Huh? I understand, but it doesn't make a difference. It's the same idea. Therefore, it's not a problem of Codeman. So why does it have to be the same day? Why? So the Gemara says, Afilu hachi Shmuel kibla mirabo, Shmuel had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe, dechi tana bobayom. Why does it say bobayom? Mishum, because Shemiyas aras tanila. Everybody heard. Umishum hachi amar menahani mili. In other words, you're right. It doesn't have to be a case where everything happens in one day. It doesn't have to be. That's the case that Shmuel heard. That's all. Okay? Amar Shmuel, back to the Gemara. Amar Shmuel. Amar Kra. It says in the Pasuk, Vim Hayo Tiyet Le'ish. Right? You ever notice that the word Hayu many times connotes marriage? Kisihiyet Le'ish. Connotes marriage. But in Parashas Nedarim, it's a double. It says, Vim Hayu. Where is it? Vim Hayo Tiyet Le'ish. What's a double lashon? Hayutia? Right? In English it would say, she's surely married. Right? Well, surely, hayutia was a double lashon? It means, nedarim shahayu aleha kfar. It's nedarim she already had.
Well, it's not Codeman.
What? It's not Codeman. That's okay. Because it's a double lashon of, why is it okay? Because it's a second husband. Right? Dilma, Hani Mili, maybe that's only true. Shalom Niru La'aris Rishon. That's only true if it was made after the Aris Rishon already divorced her. In other words, the different case. Maybe that's only true. What's only true? That a second Aris can divorce his, a second Aris can make for Nadarim when it's not a case of Codeman. What do you mean it's not a case of Codeman? Husband number one, she's married to some guy, has the heirs. Next, you know, I don't like you. He divorces her. Then she gets married to husband number two, and this guy, now she makes an edder. Now he wants to be made for it. I would have thought only the first husband you marry can be made for it. Right? Abel Nadarim Shaniru La'ar. Why would that be true? So I think the Ran says, because a second husband, the father no longer has rights to her. Because he already married her off once. A father can only marry off a daughter once. Min HaTorah, right? He only married off a daughter once. What happened here? He married her off, and the husband divorced her. So what happened? She got married a second time, but the father now doesn't have rights to that marriage. So I would have thought maybe there's no nedarim for the second husband now in such a case because there's no father either.
Yeah, but she's an artist.
I understand, and she's still 12 and a half.
That's
so the father still has the right to be made for her nedarim. That's true. However, he didn't have the right to marry her. marry her off. He didn't have the right to do that anymore. Because you only have one chance to do that for a katana. So he did it. He divorced her. So now she happens to be, and guy married her on her own. He met her on her own. He met her in college. So now he didn't have a shidduch. Now I would have thought maybe the father can't be made for the nether. I would have thought such a svara. That's what the Gemara says that. Maybe that's only true, right? Dilma, ahani mili, shelo niru la'aris rishon. Maybe that's only true when the first aris didn't hear about it. So I would have thought the second husband can't be made for nedarim. Comes along the Torah. No, he can. Aris, ahayotiyah, he surely can. Avil nedarim, sheniru la'aris rishon. But if there were nedarim that the first husband heard about, meaning Kodman, lo matzi made for aris achron, the second husband can't be made for them. The answer is aleha kra yiseirahu. The word aleha is an extra word, and that teaches us that yes, he can. Okay, so basically, all we've said so far was the second husband can make for the first. It's Kodman. The Pesukim say it's okay. Okay. What? No, it's Kodman because it existed before they met. That's what Kodman means.
Right, no, I understand. Why did Ron say that he heard about it before?
No, because let's say everyone's been asking this question. Let's say on Sunday she makes a neder. Sunday morning she makes a neder. Sunday afternoon the father hears about it. No divorces, she's engaged. And the husband doesn't hear about it till Friday. So it's not Bovayom. But can he be made for it now?
Yeah.
That's all. So the Ram was saying, why does it all have to happen the same day? Because that was what Shmuel heard. Okay? So look at the Ran, the second wide line. It's the Divya Masla starts in the first wide line. It says Avol Nadarim Shiniru L'Aris Rishon Lo Matzi Mefer Aris Achron. I would have thought that the second husband cannot be made for the neder. Why? The Kivan the Niru L'Rishon, since the first husband heard about them, right? Lo Nisrok No Rishos L'Aris Achron. It doesn't transfer to the second husband. Rather, Elo La'av. It goes to the father. Kidemuchach La'el, like we said yesterday. Right? Mehakesha Dahavayo. It's a hekesh yesterday, right? Just like, right? Remember that? Hilkach Nema. The Nedarim Shaniru La'aris Rishon. Anytime there was a neder made when she was married to husband number one, Achron Kaman Delesa Dami. The second husband's like he doesn't exist. Umefer Av, and the father alone can be made for it. Right? You hear all that? What? That's the Havamita, but it makes a lot of sense after everything we learned yesterday. Inami or Neba, say it like this. Kivan de Ika Aros. Velomati Gesund. Velomati Mefer. Since this guy cannot be made for it, why can't he be made for it? Because it was Kodman, right? Mefer of Nami lo matzi Mefer. Say the father also can't. Demakom Aras Av lo Mefer lechudei. Because if there's a husband here, the father can't be made for by himself. What do you have? You have a husband who can't be made for the neder because it's Kodman, and a father who can. It's only half a hafara. That doesn't work.
Kodesh.
What?
Kodesh.
Right, but it won't free the neder. So Kamash Malam comes along the Gemara. No, all these extra words tell me not all of it. None of this. Good? None of this applies. Good? Okay. Now we said, Tanya Kavase de Shmuel. We have a brisa that supports Shmuel. That what? That any time there's an Aris Rishon, the Aris Achron stands in his shoes. Okay? Where's that brisa? We're going to repeat many of those same brises from 2 days ago. We ended up saying it's the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Same thing again. Here we go. Tanya Kavase de Shmuel. We have a brisa that supports Shmuel. What did Shmuel say? What was Shmuel's big chiddush? That husband number two stands in the shoes of husband number one. Where'd that come from? Naira Hamurasa. You have a Naira Hamurasa. Avia Ubaila Mefirim in Nidarel. The father and the husband together are made for the Nidarim. Keitan, what's the case? What's the case? So again, Shama Avia Vahafala. But the father heard about the Nidar, and he was made for it. Velo Hispik Habal Shmoa. And the husband didn't have a chance. Ad Shemeit Habal. The husband died. The husband died. Right, what's the case?
Before you heard.
The father and the daughter are in the car on the way to the hospital. They're visiting the husband who's on his deathbed. She makes an edder in the car. He's made for it in the car. By the time they get to the room, he died. Right? Then, look at this. Vinis arsa bo vayom. And now she gets engaged, mamish, that day. One of the doctors gives her a ring right there in the hospital room. Right? What?
She's
so she got engaged, yeah. I don't know if she can. I don't know if it's the right thing to do, but it's probably chal. The kedushin is chal. Anyway, afilu meya pa'amim. All right. So, even if this happened 100 times. Even if this happens 100 times that day, right? 1 minute. Avia ubaila ha'achron mefir nidareha. Right? What? Exactly. So look at the Ran of this, that Ran. Shama avia. The father heard about it. The heferla, and he was made for it. Velo hispik lebal l'shmoa ad shemeis nisarsa bo bayom. Then she gets married that day. Mishum hachi katani bo bayom. That's why it has to be that day. De'in is arsa b'yom shel achrav. If it would be a day later, kivon she kishemeis bal nisnorki rishus la'av. Because I'll tell you why. If the husband died, what's the halacha? The rights to be nefer revert to the husband, revert to the father. If she waits a day, then there's no husband anymore. Right? In other words, Sunday morning, they're on the way to the hospital. She makes an edder. The father's made for it. They get to the hospital, sure enough, he died. Died already, didn't even hear about it, nedder. What happens? In the hospital, she gets engaged on the spot. Right? Then, she says, by the way, I made an edder, and my father was already made for it. What about you? You know what? I'm also made for it. Or, I'm not made for it, whatever he wants. But if she gets engaged after Shiva, a week later, and she says, by the way, I made a neder last week on the way to the hospital when we first met, and my father was made for it. What about you? What do you mean, what about you? It's over. The rights of the first husband went to the father. Nothing else happened that day. A week later, she got married. That husband's out of the picture. Right? Just the father. Why? Because the rights of the dead husband revert to the father. The only way they can be saved is if she gets married that day. Right. It's the only way you can be saved. You told me, yeah, but he hears about it later. Doesn't matter. Right?
So if it's the same thing, does the first go to the father, then go to the new...
I don't know who has to go first. Powers. Doesn't make a difference who goes first.
Well, I'm saying, but it still reverts to the father and then...
No, it only reverts to the father as long as she doesn't get married. Once she gets married, now you have to ask him what he thinks of the nether, as long as it's that day.
It reverts to the father
as long as she doesn't get remarried that day. That didn't happen yesterday. Today is a new thing about getting remarried. That's a new quirk that didn't happen yesterday. So the Ran says, "V'lo hefer ba, v'lo hefer ba bayom kaimel nederel." And if nobody's made for it, then Edom will stand. Okay, now we got to do the next Ran. The next Ran, don't worry, we're going to finish. I'm going to base this 2 minutes. The next Ran is a very fundamental Ran. He says like this: what happened? Even if that happens 100 times on that day, the husband and the last husband and the father together can be made for the nadar. So pirusho ktas rishonim zal. Some rishonim say dahach baba hamaisa divri hakolhi. Some say this is universal shita. Everyone holds like this. Dibeplugsa dibeshamay ubeshilel, because the machlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel from 2 days ago, which we're going to mention again, Right? Be'idach baba delachod hui. That's the Das Yachid. Now we're going to explain. What's Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So let's keep your finger on that spot in the Ron, and we're just going to do the rest of the Gemara just to remember what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel said. Because does anybody remember what they said? Remember there were 5 cases 2 days ago, Friday, on Shabbos, and they argued only in the 5th case. What was that case? Here we go. So we're going to do now, we're back in the Gemara now. Shama Baila, the husband heard, the Heferla, he was made for it. Falo Hispika Avul Shmoa, and now the father didn't have a chance to hear, Ad Shemes, Habal. Right?
Yeah, the Machuk is she gets Malkus because if he gets just weakened or if he gets divided.
What? Now what's this case? This case is a funny case. The husband and wife are going to visit her father. Right? Then he says, the husband says, let me go park the car, you go run up and see, I'll be there in 5 minutes. She goes up, she makes a neder, the father is made for it, and then the husband dies in an accident outside.
I think it's reversed.
No.
I think
Shama Baila
V'Hafrala.
Oh, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Shama Baila V'Hafrala. The husband heard and was made for it. For his big av l'shmoa ad shemeis habal. What? Right.
Before he heard it, the father died. That's the case.
No,
Shemesh
Baal.
No, the husband was in the car with her.
Shama Baal of the Hefala. The husband heard and he made my friend. For his big Avul Shema, the father didn't have a chance to hear.
Right.
Why didn't he have a chance to hear?
He was in bed.
Because he was in the hospital. Shemesh Baal. Shemesh Baal. On the way up to the hospital, the husband dropped dead. Right?
Before the father heard it.
What?
Before the father heard it.
Not only that, she comes into on the way to the hospital room, in the hall, she gets engaged. So she comes into her father with a new husband. Look at this guy. Right? That's the case.
What?
Now,
the guy dies on the outside, but she marries the guy.
Inside, and comes into her father now. Now her father never heard about the neder yet. Her father never heard about the neder yet. So what's the case? Chozer ha'av u'mefer, chelko shel baal. The father has the right to be mefer, the chelik of the baal. Right?
No.
Yes.
He must again renew.
What?
The husband was already
mefer.
Now the father has to mefer again what the husband.
Exactly. And also his own half.
Right.
What about husband number two? Husband number two, not a chesman here. He's not a chesman here. Why not? Omer of Nassin, hein divrei Beis Shammai. That's only Beis Shammai said that. Right? Avo Beis Hillel, but according to Beis Hillel, ein yachol lahafer. The father can't do it alone. Why? He needs husband number two. Right?
He needs husband.
What?
He needs husband, period.
He needs husband, period. What do you see? That according to Beis Hillel, husband number two stands in the shoes of husband number one. According to Beis Shammai, he doesn't.
That's what Shmuel said.
What? Exactly. We said Tanya Kavah said Shmuel. According to Beis Hillel, who we always passing like, husband number two stands in the shoes of husband number one. Now let's look back to the Ran. V'tamahani l'Beis Hillel, Arakash according to Beis Hillel, t'svirulei miklash kalash. Beis Hillel held. What did Beis Hillel hold? Miklash Kalish. So once the husband's made for the neder in the car, right? Kivan deshama avi of a hefela. If the father heard about it and he's made for it, the iklish lay high nidra. Now the neder's weakened. Da'akati isya la'av. The lo baila la. Hafara delay, v'lo batla. I'm sorry, la hafara delay. Hechi matzi ava aris achron lahefer. How can this work? How can this work? Why? Because we said it 2 days ago. That was Beis Hillel shita. Beis Hillel held that each man here is miklash kalish, which means once one is mefer, the other one can't. He you need two to tangle. You need two. You need two, a husband and a father. But what? According to the Torah, you need both of them. So when does Beis Hillel say Miklas Kalish? If one of them's dead, the other one, who's still alive, can't do both halves. Why? Because the first one that was made for it is Miklas Kalish. So one's made for and die. The other one can't be made for. Why? Miklas Kalish. It's 2 weeks for him to be made for. And we said it doesn't make any sense. 2 weeks to be made for? Had he been living, I could do it. But now that he's dead, I can't do it? That's a funny thing. That's what Hillel had held. Miklas Kalish. So if the husband died, the father can, and the father's made for his own side, he can't be made for the Baal side. Why? Miklas Kalish. So what's going on over here? What's going on over here? The Ha'amri Beis Hillel, Bahi Dila'el, in the case before, the Shama Aviyah Behafala, the father heard and was made for his half, Falo Hispik Habal Shmoa Achimes, the husband didn't have a chance to make it because he died. Beis Hillel said 2 days ago, Ein Ha'av Yachal Hafer. He can't do it. Why can't he do it? Because Miklas Kalish. So what's going on over here? How can husband number two come along with the father and make for the nether? Right? It's a riot of Shmuel. Husband number two stands in the shoes of husband number one. It's Miklas Kalish. Husband number one was made for it. He died. Right? He died. He was in the car. He died. And on the way to the room, she married someone else. The Bechia Gavna, Lomrina made Tabal in the circle of Rosh Hashanah. We don't say that. Why not? You can't say the other part. That what? That it reverts to the father. Why can't you say that? Because he was already made for it in the car. He was already made for it, the father. No, the husband. He was already made for it. So who cares? It's the second husband here. Who cares? This is why it's different. Because before, the ikush shinui rishus, the menatik lehai nidra me'aris la'av. What's going on before? You want to transfer the rights from a husband to a father. Right? When one of them was made for it and died. That's impossible. If nobody's made for it, the rights do transfer. That's what we learned. The Torah says that. The father alone can do it, if no one made for it. She makes an eder, she's married, a minute after she makes an eder, the husband dies. The father alone can do it. But if one of them is made for it, and then dies, Beis Hillel said, no way. Why? Because there's something called father, and there's something called husband, and they're not the same. Kol hecha de kolish lo mati lemitak. Aval hacha de ikka aris achron. There's a second husband. Chazinan le lahay aris achron ki kare de rishon. All he is an extension of the first husband. That's why it's different. Kivon de ma'aris la'aris ka'asi, it's going from one husband, from husband number one, to husband number two, afak after iklas le'nidra, even though it was kalish already, I was a kalish already, because husband number one was already made for it in the car, matzi avaba la'afar, the father and husband number two can be made for it. The hachi ha'gavna lava anutukehu. It's not really a reversion. It's not a reversion. It's not reverting from husband one to husband two. It's not what's happening. What's happening is, there's no more husband number one. He died. Husband number two will stand in his shoes. Why is that different than a father and a husband standing in each other's shoes? It's very different. A father and a husband, not the same thing. Husband number two and husband number one are the same thing.
If that's the case,
yeah.
If he doesn't say anything, he should be considered as mefer. Because the first husband already was mufus. So
it's a good question. Nothing. I'm sure someone asked that question. It's a good question. I'm sure someone asked that. Okay? Now, b'mai pligi, b'shamai, b'mai pligi, b'mai pligi. Yeah, what are they arguing in now? What are b'shamai and b'shamai arguing in? Right? What? You okay? What are they arguing in? B'mai pligi. B'shamai savri. B'shamai hold. Nidarim nami. Nidarim sheroi la'aros. That are roi to the aros. Nisrokna rishus la'av. Where do they go? They go to the father.
Revert back.
They revert back to the father. Umegas gaius. and each one has their own half. Ubeithilo Savri? No. Avia Ubaila Achron Mefirin Nidareha. Vlomegas guy is. Right? Like we just said in that whole run. Husband number two stands in the shoes of husband number one, even though husband number one already was made for it. It doesn't matter. That is husband number two. Right? So it could be that this whole long run asks your question. I read this round, I know what I was reading. So you hear what's going on? That's the machlokas, Mishnah Beis. What's the story when husband number one is made for it and then he dies? And then husband number two. What's the story in that case? Does husband number one's dead. Does the father alone have the right to do it? That's what Beis Shammai says. And Beis Hillel said, no, husband number two stands in the shoes of husband number one. And he has to make for it again, even though husband number one made for it already. Or maybe not, Marcel. Okay, good? Next case. We'll start and then we'll stop at the end of the page. Ibailahu. Listen to this case. Girishin kishtika damya okahakama damya. So what happened? A woman makes a neder, and the husband says, yeah, you made a neder, here's your divorce. Is that a shtika, or is that a hakama? Now, lamai nafkamina, what's the difference? So the difference is, kigon, shenadra, she made a neder, vishama baila, the husband heard, the girsha, he divorced her, v'ahadre biyome, and then he remarried her the same day. Right? He married her the same day. E amar mar kishtika damya. If you want to tell me it's like shtika, matzi meferla. He still has time to be made for it because the 24 hours didn't run out yet. But ve amar mar ka hakama dami. But if it's a hakama, by divorcing her, he was demonstrating, I have nothing to do with you anymore. I don't care what neder you made. I'm divorcing you. Want to make a neder? I don't care. Couldn't care less. And by giving her a divorce, it's hakama. Now that he remarried her, he can't be made for it. Because you can't be made for it after hakama. Lo matzi made for lo. You can't be made for it. Right, the Ran says, the bottom here, Ibayaluhu, Gerisha kishtika damya o kakama damya. Mishav zikima diyada aris dilabasa gerishin. He knows. Once his gerishin, lo matzi made for her, he can't be made for her once he divorces her. Right, v'lo hafar kodum gerishin. But he didn't make for before the divorce. Kiman de oof by little you dummy. That's like saying, this neder, I have no problem with it. I'm being makayim it. Kihechi da rinan de mechilo hafar biyom shama, kiman da akume dummy. If you don't make for it the day you heard it, but what if he doesn't divorce her? She makes a neder, he doesn't say anything. He doesn't say anything. Why? Because let's say the wife makes a neder, and the husband says, okay, she made a neder. She tells the husband, why you know, you have 24 hours to be made for it, or nothing, or makayim it.
Right.
He says, all right.
Here's a divorce.
I says, hey, no, here's a divorce, exactly. Here's a divorce.
So why does that have a
because he can no longer be made for it. Because he can no longer be made for it. It's a hakama because he can't be made for it. That's why it's a hakama. He can't be made for it. That's why. Yeah, you hear this both sides. Don't even ask me if he remarries her. If he doesn't remarry her, there's nothing to talk about. He marries her the same day still. Now what? Now can he be made for it? Well, if a divorce is a hakama, then no.
Right, it's
if a divorce is just shtika, then yes.
Yeah.
Right? Then yeah. Because imagine a woman comes to her husband, I made an edder. He says, you know, let me think about it. I'll get back to you in 17 hours. That's 24 hours. I'll get back to you later. Let me sleep on it. We'll talk in the morning. They can do that.
Right.
So maybe a divorce is the same exact thing. I'll give you a divorce. I'll rethink this in the morning.
Rethink the divorce?
I'll rethink the divorce. No, either one.
You give her a divorce, can she do
either one. It's the same thing. If the divorce is like a shtika. So I'll think about it later. I'll give you a divorce now. And then in the morning, we'll decide. We'll reconvene in the morning. Let's see what's going to be. Same thing. So that question, we'll discuss tomorrow.
So
all right.
Are we doing this run now?
No. What run? The gigantic one?
Yes.
You want to? Everybody have a very good day.
Thank you.